What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about massive changes occurring in the taxtile overage industry. So just recently, on April 26, 2023, there was a hearing in the Supreme Court in the United States questioning whether or not counties can keep taxtile overages as profit, or if they need to give that money back to the homeowner that lost the property to tax sale. Specifically, the case is called Tyler versus Hennepin County. Okay, Hennepin County is located in the state of Minnesota. Not long ago, Minnesota, if you lost a home to a tax sale in Minnesota and that property sold for more than what was owed to the county got to keep whatever excess funds were left over, whatever overages were generated, the county got to keep those and use them for their own purposes. There are many states that also follow this practice. Michigan was another one. However, Michigan recently changed back in as a result of a case in 2021. And what we are finding is, I've actually been monitoring this case, and I'm seeing that many states who 2, 3, 4 years ago, if you lost a home to tax sale in these particular states and there was excess funds or overages left over, you would be out of luck. The county would keep those 3, 4 years ago. However, because of this Supreme Court case and other cases that are occurring challenging this practice, many states are now changing their rules and changing their laws to make it so that overages must be given back to the homeowner. And so, like I mentioned, 3, 4 years ago, there was about 14 states that you could not do tax sale overages in because of the way the laws were written. As it stands today, I've seen about 6 or 7 states that have now changed their rules. Okay, and I believe more states will continue to change their rules and make it so that the overage should go back to the previous owner. And if that is the case, that provides additional opportunities to work those states that there was no opportunity just a few years ago. And so this will allow us to also help homeowners recover these overages who may not be aware of the changes in the laws. And the bottom line is the tax sale overage recovery space is actually increasing right now. More opportunities are becoming available. Unfortunately, you know, as we enter economic hard times, which we are in the midst of that right now, that will also cause an increase in tax sales, which will then create an increase in the amount of overages that are available to help recover for homeowners or heirs of deceased homeowners or anybody who's lost a property to tax sale auction and there's money left over in the form of overage. So it is exciting that states are changing their laws. I think, you know, it'll be nice if we can get a more uniform process in place or a more uniform, you know, statute that already exists with mortgage overages. Mortgage overages exist in all 50 states. I think the time will soon arrive where tax sale overages will also exist in all 50 states. And that means an increase in opportunity for those who are in this space right now. If you're a student of my program, I highly recommend you go check out my 50 state guide in Section 8, because I have, within the last few days, I have updated that guide to show you which states have made changes and where there is now opportunity, you know, to help recover tax sale overages in these states. It's important that you check that out quickly and learn about which states have changed so that you can get ahead of the competition and be able to work in areas where everybody else who's not tracking these changes –